Tributes, of course, continue to pour in since yesterday's announcement that the Kwaito legend and TKZ member Tukulo Magesh Chabalala, also the son of former Orlando Pirates star Standy Screamer Chabalala, had passed away. He was only 45 years old, and we thought we'd put on the line people who would have known him and certainly worked with him. We'll start with DJ Oskido, who's a recording artist, DJ, record producer, and businessman, really one of the pioneers of the sound that we now know as Kwaito in South Africa, the soundtrack, I suppose, of post-democracy South Africa. Oskido, thank you so much for your time. Such a great pleasure to have you on the show. But of course, under these unfortunate circumstances, what a loss this is, hey?
Yeah. No, thank you, everyone, and all the listeners, man. And it's a big loss, man, for the music industry, man. And I wish, you know, there was a music flag, and right now, those flags, they need to just be lowered, you know, because I've always regarded Magesh as the lyrical god of Kwaito, you know. And for me, it's a huge loss, you know. But what can you say? Because, you know, we can't control. When God has made that decision, he's made that decision.
Talk to me about what you remember of him, having worked with him.
Well, for me, I think what's important is that if you look at how Kwaito started, when we started, you know, the early pioneers, guys like Mdu, guys like Ata, Hospikiri, and all that stuff. But when we started Kwaito that time, lyrically, you know, the content, you know, we used to sing maybe just hooks, you know, one word hooks, and then the songs become a hit. For example, Uko, if he's Zemoyeni, if he's Zemoyeni, man.
Right.
And Mdu would just go, tiki tiki, yo, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Arthur would just wait, like, oi, oi, Mazoluya Tola, you know, just like that.
Yeah.
And the song becomes a hit because it becomes. But what happened is that when TKZ came in the game, especially Tukulo Magesh, he started writing, you know, then Kwaito started to be structured where the song had a verse, you know, wola pala fala, you know, then from there, you know, then the song has a verse, it's got a chorus and all that. So Kwaito developed to be something else. And for me, I think that's what's key, where he took Kwaito into another level in terms of lyrical content, where the songs, they become structured. So that's what I remember, you know, most about him. And the good thing, what I remember about him is that Magesh was, he went to these Model C schools, right?
Yeah.
But the good thing is that when he is doing this Kwaito lyrically, he will take you from the Kasi, you know, from the hood, you know, deep down the Kasi, up to this Model School structure, the hip-hop feel and all that stuff. You could feel his music. And it's amazing. And when I look at him, he was, even when you spend time with him, he was a complete package.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Just say more, he was the complete package in what sense?
No, when you look at him, he was a complete package. You know, the artist, when you spend time, you find that, okay, maybe he's a studio person, and then he's good at doing certain things. But Magesh, when we are with him, he will live the life of a superstar. You know, even when he's talking to you, you feel that energy. You feel that, wow, there's something amazing about him. He had this magnet, you know, about him. When he's talking the lingo, even the way you walk, the way he laughs and all that. I mean, you can be with somebody, for example, you as a presenter, but when I meet you, you find that you are just cold. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're on air, you're something else. You're not public.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but him, when you meet him, his life was like, wow, who is this guy? That's what I mean about a complete package.
He had that X factor, did he not? DJ Oskido, appreciate your time. Listening to that, of course, is Tato Sekwane, otherwise known as DJ Fresh. Gosh, as you've just heard there, Oskido saying this guy was the full package. He had that X factor. He had that something, and how he changed what was then really an art form in its infancy and allowed it to grow.
Hi, Bongles, and good morning to your listeners. In fact, I often draw the birth of a parallel between the birth of hip hop and the birth of Kwaito. So, for instance, with hip hop, they took R&B instrumentals and they rapped over them. And similarly with Kwaito, you know, house music was slowed down and Abo Oskido were, you know, singing hooks over it. But hip hop, for instance, went to the next level with the second wave of rappers like Eric B and Rakim. And I always liken my guest to Eric B in terms of how he took Kwaito to the next level with lyricism and not just hooks and not just gimmicks. And like Oskido was saying, I mean, his swagger was on some 100,000 million. And you picked it up even on that debut record. I remember I was in a maxi taxi going for a movie with my girlfriend. And Metro, Radio Metro at the time, played Take It Easy by TKZ. And I remember saying to my girlfriend, there's something special about these kids. There's something special about these kids. Fast forward a couple of years later, you see Tukulo as a member of Mashamplani. Before you knew it, there's a cover, it says TKZ on it. Before you knew it, I was one of that video Dixons, because I'm not a vixen. And you know, my career as a, you know, as a video Dixon was started by TKZ. I think I was in three of their videos. So, but just to see how they took Kwaito to the rock and roll level. I mean, I remember after they dropped Halloween, they were doing gigs in private jets. This is what, 99, 2000. I think the New Year's Eve of into the year 2000, they had gigs here and I think in Namibia in a private jet. Nobody was operating at that level. Not even Brenda Fassie was operating at that level. And here come these three Model C kids operating at that level. It was insane.
When they said Hello December, they really meant it, didn't they? Appreciate your reflections there, DJ Fresh, remembering the impact of TKZ, but also, of course, as we all pay tribute to Tukulo Magesh Tshabalala.